So what is the next big thing? I wish I could tell you if it was just that easy that I could rattle off. But here's just a few examples of things that, based on our research, our consumer research, that our customers or our consumers are interested in doing. Streaming radio, you see it on the internet. People want to try it when they're mobile. E-commerce, people want to be able to quickly do a transaction and have it paid through PayPal, for instance. Photography. Today, in the marketplace, a good camera on a phone is 1 megapixel. Our belief is by the end of next year, a good camera on a phone will be 3 to 5 megapixels. What that means is you'll be able to take great pictures with your phone. Today, they're good for sort of snapshots and 3x5s, but if you get to 3 megapixels, you can do an 8x10. Electronic wallet, talked about that. Keeping your identity, using it to do transactions. Gaming. These phones that I just showed you have a quarter VGA screen, and it has actually a very good gaming experience when you run a game. And again, if you want to see that, we have a whole gaming pod over at the booth that you can see. Sports. You see in the MVNO, ESPN.com has their own Sportsnet. We did a deal with FIFA this year and had DVBH clips of the World Cup. So people want to see a little, we call it video snacking. They want to see that on their phone. They want to know what's going on. They want to be current. Search. Talked about that briefly. We have the Opera browser, full HTML browser on these phones. These are high-end phones. Expect to see that come down tier because more and more people will want to be able to browse. They can browse today at their desktop or their laptop. They want to be able to do it when they're mobile. We need to figure out a way to do that in a compelling way. Travel. Everybody's looking for directions when they come to a new town. And everyone wants to know how to get to their hotel from the airport. Documents. In the enterprise space especially, there is tons of document sharing. It probably drives the bulk of the bandwidth demands. We have on our products a Pixel viewer that allows you to look at Microsoft Word or PDF documents. We have a demo over the booth. We show an application that was developed by one of our partners. It allows you to not only view those documents, but to edit those documents. So you see the capability. Streaming TV. Some of our customers think this is the holy grail. People want to be able to fill up time when they're in transit or have a few minutes or they want to catch up on something. What you're starting to see in a number of geographies is the implementation of digital video broadcast. So what do you need? You need a controller app. You might even put TiVo-like functionality on a phone so you can capture the content that you're interested in and then watch it when you have a few minutes. GPS. In the United States, by the end of next year, I think, maybe this year, it's mandated by the FCC that every phone has a GPS capability or assisted GPS. That, again, unlocks all kinds of opportunities for entrepreneurs around what you might be able to do with a phone and what you might be able to do with location-specific content. Productivity. You saw some of the applications that we have with Ming, handwriting recognition, voice recognition, the ability to sort of easily get done things today that you can only do when you're in your office or at your desk, when you're on the move, has tremendous value for our enterprise customers. And then music. Music is here. The iPod generation now wants to be mobile. They want to get untethered, and they want to be able to have access to their music library wherever they are because, that's what they want. And we need to deliver that experience. So that's our call to action. What we want to do is build a platform that enables Motorolans, our partners, and our developer partners to win in all these exciting growth opportunities. And we're already doing that. I've talked about a few of these. Music, you saw the Real Player. We announced a deal earlier this year with Yahoo for doing mobile Yahoo. We have some location services, multimedia with Adobe Macromedia, Flashlight, and our browser. Standard browser in these devices is Opera. So we're ready to partner. So with that, let me introduce Christy Wyatt. Christy runs our ecosystem team, and she's going to talk to you a little bit about the investments that we've made. So I talked about the investments that we made in product and platform. Christy's going to talk a little bit about the investments that we've made in our ecosystem and our developer partners to help them win. Christy?
Thanks. Thanks, Greg. So Greg's talked about a bunch of different things. He's talked about networks getting faster. He's talked about devices getting smarter. He's talked about the different kinds of experiences that we think are going to enable the next revolution in devices and products coming from Motorola. But if I'm a developer and I'm sitting in the audience, what I just heard was, it's big. If I'm doing applications for PCs, what I just heard is there's 2.1 billion wireless subscribers and almost a billion phones that'll get sold in the next year. So if I'm looking for a target market for my next application or my next investment, that's a heck of a market opportunity for me to be thinking about. What you also just heard is that Linux is outpacing Symbian. It's, well, going to outpace Symbian. We're a little optimistic. They predict before 2010. It's already outpaced Microsoft. 400% growth in smartphones year over year. So Linux, as a mobile technology and as a mobile platform, is already here. I mean, we've shipped 5 million phones to date. So whether Linux will be successful in the mobile space as a platform isn't really a question. The question is, how successful can we make it as an innovation platform within the ecosystem? Now, Linux as a platform doesn't come without its challenges. If I want to access 2.1 billion subscribers out there, there's a few things I have to think about. The first one, and I think this is probably the biggest risk for the mobile Linux industry right now, is fragmentation. We've seen through other technologies like Java in the mobile space that fragmentation can really impact and impede innovation and creativity within the mobile space. So as we're seeing Linux sort of evolve and emerge over time, and become widely adopted by Motorola and our peers, one of the things we need to be really thinking about is how do we make sure that we end up with one Linux, that we end up with an API set that can be broadly used by a very large ecosystem. If 5 years from now we end up with 15 different versions of Linuxes, is that a word, Linuxes? We'll just make it up. In my opinion, we will have failed because developers will still have to make hard platform choices. And when they think about where the next cool game is going to come from or the next great music service, and they have to make that platform choice, chances are they're not going to make it for a very small sliver of a Linux market. They're going to make it for a very broad platform, and we want Linux to be that platform. Tools, you know, when we think about Java or some of the existing proprietary platforms, there's a very healthy community of tools providers and technologies available to developers. I'm getting feedback here. In Linux, especially in mobile Linux, that's not necessarily the case yet. So we have some work to do to make sure that developers have the tools and resources they need to create compelling native Linux applications, and then access to the market. Unlike some of the other markets where Linux has been successful, mobile has some unique challenges in getting your application out to the customer. We have working with manufacturers like ourselves, you're working with operators, you're working with application portals and distributors. It's a very complex food chain, and we need to make sure that developers, especially developers that are new to mobile, understand how to bring their applications to market with us. So I just wanted to talk to you for a few minutes about MotoDev and some of the things that we're doing to enable the ecosystem more broadly. Now, when we talk about the ecosystem within Motorola, we're talking about developers, of course, and application creators and content providers, but we're also talking about our operator partners, our channel partners, pretty much everybody that's in that food chain from the time that you have a great idea to the time that the customer is actually using your product. And we have to think about, in that life cycle of product development and partner management, how do we enable a healthy Linux community to sort of emerge around a healthy, you know, the more companies we have making money around mobile Linux, the more successful our products are going to be and the more successful you're all going to be. So if we start with the invent part, the create part, the very first piece that you need in order to create a compelling application is a healthy platform. And Greg talked about a lot of the work that we're doing to make Linux robust and efficient and performant in mobile devices and the products that we've already sold. One of the things we need to be very cognizant of is that we're giving back to the Linux community at large, that we're enabling the broader Linux ecosystem to take advantage of the investments that we're making as a company as well. So a few months ago, we announced opensource.motorola.com. This is a portal right off of motorola.com where we post not just our Linux work, but all of our open source work. We did some unusual things. We actually posted all of our Java JSRs and a lot of our Java work up there as well in the hopes that we can also incent the Java community to be a little bit more open. and a little bit more, prevent more fragmentation. Documentation, specifications. So if you're a developer, a Linux developer, and you're looking to see what is Motorola doing with some of these products, this is the place where you go to look at that information. I talked about tools being one of the newest areas that we need to invest. As I said, we've had a lot of years of making great Java developer tools for mobile developers, but Linux is a new space for us. We announced about a month ago a relationship with the Eclipse Foundation. We've joined as a board member, and we've sponsored the TML, the Mobile Linux Project. So in this effort, we're hoping to create an open source project with our peers and developers in the industry to create a robust mobile native Linux development environment that would obviously support our platform, but any other mobile Linux platform that's out there as well for native applications. Again, we believe that by partnering within the open source community and taking advantage of the open source process that we're going to see an accelerated approach to this, and that we're all going to have the benefit of not just the work Motorola is doing, but the work that you're all doing as well. And then the last platform initiative I wanted to touch on has to do, again, with the fragmentation issue. Now, if at the end of the day, Motorola rolls out one version of Linux across all of our phones, you know, we're still talking about hundreds of millions of phones a year, so it's not insignificant to a developer. But if, in fact, we could build that ecosystem for the broader community at large, if we could share that ecosystem with our competitors like Samsung and Panasonic and NEC, and when a developer is looking at creating an application, they know that that application has the opportunity to work with that broader ecosystem, that's a much more compelling vision, both to the developer as well as to the manufacturer and to the operator and the industry at large. So what we announced about 2 months ago is our open platform initiative with this list of companies, NTT Docomo, Vodafone, NEC, Panasonic, and Samsung. And what we've announced is that we're going to create a not-for-profit foundation. We're all going to contribute our mobile Linux work to create a complete phone platform reference implementation that will be openly available, freely licensable, available to the industry at large. And our hope in doing this, in contributing our IP and our resources, and it's taking a lot of work right now to bring this foundation up and running, is that the industry at large will have the benefit of not just specifications and documentation about what mobile Linux should look like, but in fact, a reference implementation of code from which people can build devices on that developers can work with, and again, a catalyst for a healthy ecosystem around mobile Linux. Now, what does this get Motorola? You know, Greg referenced earlier that in order to be successful in an open platform, sometimes you have to give up a little bit of control, which for people like me is not an easy thing to do. So when we're sitting in these meetings, we have to remind ourselves that the broader good, the greater good. This has been a fantastic project. All of the vendors, we have a healthy combination of manufacturers like Motorola and Samsung and Panasonic who have a very clear understanding of what it takes to build a successful product. And then we have operators like Vodafone and NTT Docomo, two of the largest operators in the world, very clearly articulating the requirements for a successful platform within their environments. So with this combination, we believe we have the ability to create a platform that's not just going to give us the benefits, all of the benefits that Greg referenced earlier, faster time to market, a healthy ecosystem, but this is going to be one that we're going to be sharing across the industry, and we think that this is a healthy thing for us. The response from the industry, even in these early days, has been incredibly positive. I think partially because of the folks that we have at the table, again, you know, we have a healthy combination of operators and manufacturers. We're talking about real code, not just specifications, and we're in a position to really impact the industry. So this is a very exciting project for us, and we're hoping we're going to see products based on this very, very soon. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about the developer program itself. So if we assume that we've been successful and we have a fantastic, healthy mobile Linux platform and we're sharing it with our peers, developers still need a place to go to get tools and documentation, and they still need to have a path to the customer and how they sell and market their applications. So several months ago, we announced MotoDev within Motorola. Now, within Motorola, we have this concept of seamless mobility. So it's important to understand that MotoDev, as well as Linux, are not unique to just our mobile business. Motorola is also the number one provider of cable set-top boxes. We also have a healthy networks and infrastructure business, an enterprise business. We do embedded wireless modules. We have a very broad portfolio of products. And I can't think of a business unit within Motorola that's not touched by our Linux strategy at this point in time. So Linux is a much broader conversation within Motorola than we are here specifically to talk about mobile today. But what that gives us the ability to do by bringing together the developer experience across these product portfolios is really think about applications and experiences in a new way. So imagine for a moment you have your cell phone and you're listening to music, or you're on a call and you walk into your home and you dock it into a cradle that's on your landline in your kitchen. And now your whole network of phones within your home will ring when your cell phone rings. It just transferred all of your music and data and information into your home network. And you go into your living room and your connected home set-top box actually is aware of your content and your service. And again, you can share music and services and content off of the network, the cable network, back onto the phone, into your computer, into your PC, into your car from our accessories division there as well. So these services can follow you, and they can translate into something much bigger than what we typically think of when we think of mobile applications. Mobile applications are no longer about how do I take a PC game and put it on a little tiny screen so I can play it on a bus. You know, now we're thinking about experiences that are going to follow us and connect to a whole different part of our lives in a multitude of different ways. And that experience is going to change depending on the context. The way I listen to music in a car is very different than the way I'm going to listen to music in my home. You know, the way I hear it, the way I use it, the way I want to search it, it's all very different. And these are all opportunities for the developer community. You know, within Motorola, our ability or our responsibility is to create the frameworks and the tools and the education and the channel opportunities and the market opportunities so that you can create these innovative experiences and you can sell them out to your customers. So we're the enabler, and the developer community is really where the innovation is coming from, and MotoDev is designed to accelerate that innovation. So within MotoDev, you'll find technical resources, tools. I said on the previous slide, we have over 15 platforms across Motorola that we're integrating support for within MotoDev. Everything I mentioned before, from automotive to embedded wireless modules to networks and enterprise and a lot of mobile. Predominantly mobile today. That's where a lot of the innovation is happening. Marketing programs. Once I actually make my product, how do I let customers know that I'm here? And how do I communicate to the world at large that I have something that's going to be of interest to them? It's also important to understand that there's a variety of different kinds of applications. When we talk about mobile phone, we love to talk about games and music. But enterprise and productivity are just as important. How do I get access to my contact information, my customer information, my Salesforce tools? How do I get access to my home information, my security information? So within MotoDev, there's a variety of content and services targeted for very specific market segments. And then finally, the newest part of MotoDev is what we call Fast Track Center, where we've gone out and pre-negotiated a whole suite of services for the developer that allow you to get better rates on publishing your application to places like Handango to sell applications out to the operator customers. We have a whole team within MotoDev whose only responsibility is to work with our operator customers and understand how they want to see branded services and applications. Some want the branded services and applications to go directly through them and out to the customers. Others are just as happy for it to go through retail. And we can help coach developers, depending on what part of the world they want to go to and what kind of application they're creating, what is the best path to market for them. So that's what I wanted to share with you this afternoon. It's about the ecosystem. We believe that the experiences we're creating, yes, it's red and it's cool and it feels great in my hand and it follows me all over the world, but it's equally about the software that's inside of it. And today, a lot of the stuff we're showing out in the booth is software that is powered by Linux. We're seeing tremendous innovation coming from the Linux community, and everything in MotoDev is being designed and built to help accelerate and enable that innovation from you and from within your companies. So with that, as I said, it's about focusing on the future. We believe mobile Linux is not something that's coming. We definitely believe that it's something that's here. We see it in the industry. We're here to enable innovation from the broader ecosystem, and we don't believe that it's about what if this is successful. I'm having a hard time talking today. But what about when it's successful, and about what can we do next to enable its success? So with that, I'll have Greg come back out.
Thank you, Christy. Thanks, everyone. So in conclusion, we are committed. We think it's a big opportunity for Motorola. It's a big opportunity for our partners. It's a big opportunity for developers. We're investing behind the strategy. We're investing behind our developers. And one of the first investments we want to show you is OpenMoto. So if you want to come after the keynote over to our booth, we can show you in detail more of the things that we demonstrated today. You can have a cookie, which is
They told us it was too early to serve beer, so we're having a cookie reception.
The beer and pizza's later, but the cookies are now. We're told that's the preferred food of developers. And for those of you who are feeling really lucky, you can do Dance Dance Revolution and win a fabulous prize. Thanks again for your attention.
Thank you very much.